Susan Sarandon is an Oscar-winning actor, renowned for her commitment to social justice. Born in Queens, New York in 1946, she is of British and Italian descent. Sarandon studied drama in the late 1960s, a crucial time in U.S. social history. Since then, the 76-year-old has consistently aligned her career with her progressive values. Sarandon's first role as a disaffected teen in the movie Joe was followed by playing Janet Weiss in the cult movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Her first Oscar nomination was for romantic gangster movie Atlantic City, and she was nominated again for playing Louise in the iconic feminist film Thelma and Louise. Her Oscar win for Dead Man Walking, directed by her then-husband Tim Robbins, reflected their concern with abolishing the death penalty and ending mass incarceration in the U.S. Sarandon and Robbins leveraged their fame to political ends. They marched against the 2003 invasion of Iraq and campaigned for Democratic nominees from John Kerry to Barack Obama to Bernie Sanders. However, Sarandon's refusal to back Democrat Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election met with rage on social media. She later defended her decision, saying, "I did think she, Clinton, was very, very dangerous. We would still be fracking. We would be at war if she were president." While her most acclaimed movies are from the 1990s, Sarandon has continued to break taboos as an older woman in her line of work. Nevertheless, Sarandon often criticizes Hollywood, condemning its profit-oriented focus and its persistence in leaning on female, racial, and LGBT+ stereotypes. Sarandon believes that the most provocative movies and series are now the products of studios owned by streaming platforms. In 2017, she was praised for her portrayal of actor Betty Davis in the first season of FX's anthology series Feud. But she also supports writers who have been profoundly affected by changes in the industry. According to the Writers Guild of America, an ever-growing demand for scripted content has transformed an industry that once supported stable writing careers into a gig economy of precarious, low-paying freelance work. To find out more about the issues that concern Susan Sarandon, Speak Up attended a press conference in Barcelona that honored her acting career. As a high-profile figure, she is, she says, in an enviable position that it is her public duty to use well. She began by saying how grateful she was for European support at times when opinion in the U.S. had turned against her.
It's always nice to be recognized in another country. Sometimes I haven't been so welcome in the United States. Yeah. I worry about a lack of empathy, kindness, the tendency to put profit over people in terms of everything, the government, the environment, justice of every kind. I think the systems that we have in place now are so corrupt that they are disintegrating, and when that vacuum happens, it paves the way for fascism.
Sarandon's most recent role is as a ruthless businesswoman in the superhero film Blue Beetle. She told Speak Up that while she loved taking the part, it is a shame that Hollywood is now really only interested in making blockbusters.
It's impossible now to make a lot of movies in the United States. There's a crisis in Hollywood where you can make small independent films and you make big blockbuster films, but the ones that were in the middle, $10 million, $20 million, they're not happening. And then if you make a small film, then the question is, where do you distribute that film? And I think that a lot of the streaming services are able to make much more edgy stories because they are not trying to appeal to a broad demographic. They can find a very specific demographic. So a lot of the more interesting things, more political things, are happening in these TV series now.
Sarandon's arrest for disorderly conduct at a minimum wage protest in New York in May came days after she showed support for the Writers Guild of America strike in California, which condemned the precarious conditions faced by today's screenwriters. Sarandon believes that in any profession, respect for others must be prioritized over profit. Her activism is aimed at starting a conversation, she says.
It starts with respect for other human beings. My favorite thing is always to have conversations. I'm interested in what people have to say. Talking about myself ultimately for hours on end is pretty soul-sucking. It's much more interesting to find out what people are interested in and to make contact.
Sarandon is a mother of three and has three grandchildren. She talks more about how fortunate she is and of her plans to spend more time with them.
I've been building a house that is completely off the grid, so it has solar and my own water. I love gardening. I play with my grandkids. I spend as much time as I can with them. I've always kept scrapbooks for my family. I'm always making these collections of family photos, and I steal my children's photos that are online, and I print them, so I have those photos too.